right, we take you now to Pelican Park at the Castine Center in Mandeville, right next to Fontainebleau State Park. That's the site of the 45th Annual Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. It is a presentation of the Louisiana Wildfowl Carvers and Collectors Guild. And joining us is Emil Broussard and Gene Hebert. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, right. Good morning, Don. Emil, thanks for having us on. We're excited to speak to your audience about our festival.
Yeah, doors are going to be open at 9 o'clock this morning for the public, and you got judging and competition going on, and then a demonstration. What can they see during the live wildfowl demonstration?
We got several different things that we're doing this year. Is that we have the Green Ducks Unlimited presenting Green Wing membership to all of the kids that attend this year.
Fantastic.
We're also offering a cash wine and beer this year, and we have a painting for the kids. That we made up some butterflies and duck heads and autumn leaves that the kids can sit and paint with us.
And then that becomes a souvenir they can take home with them. Correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Very good.
That's two of the new activities that we have. But we also have a competition, and we have carvers from all over the USA who have honed their skills to create lifelike recreations of all types of wildfowl, ducks, geese, songbirds, shorebirds, all species of all kind. It's really something to see.
Yeah, this is a long-standing tradition that started off from when people used to carve wooden decoys because they used them as hunting decoys, and then it became an art form, and guys like Charlie Frank and you guys have continued the tradition on. I heard that Louisiana has more carving champions than any other state. Is that true?
That's a true statement.
Yeah,
they have a competition in other parts of the country, and a lot of the world champions are from this area.
Now, people can learn how this is done as far as the whittling and the painting and actually do hands-on demonstration. It actually goes on at the show at the exhibit tables, correct?
That's correct. Tomorrow we're going to have a duck carving. The carvers are going to get together and carve a head for a duck, and we give them 2.5 hours to complete a head for a duck with just hand tools.
Mm. That's interesting.
And for the new activity... For the new activity with the aspiring artists, we're saying it's for children, but it could be aspiring artists of all ages can come. And we have some student artists that are going to instruct and help them create their butterfly or their duck head. And like we said, you can take that home with you as a keepsake.
That's art students from Southeastern University that's going to be attending that.
We also have an auction on Sunday. It starts at 1 o'clock. If you want to participate, you're welcome to do that with the admission fee of $5. But it'd be nice to get here a few minutes early so you can register and participate in the auction.
Yeah, if somebody wants to buy one of these works of art during the auction, what time will that auction start tomorrow?
1 p.m.
And when will it close out?
As long as it lasts.
And so all of the items are either bid on or purchased, or we get through all of the items. They can also see some examples of these items on our website at lwccg.com. And there's some really collectibles, antiques, and also some decoys that were carved by some of these world-famous carvers. It's really interesting to see and participate. And also, we have a lot of history, and some of the carvers will be here. You can meet the carvers that have made some of these works of art.
I tell you, it never ceases to amaze me, the detail, the fine detail on some of those decoys. It looks like if you blew on it, the feathers would part. It's just such a wonderful work of art that they do. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys down there. I'm calling this the alternative trip to the Taylor Swift concert. You can go here for $5, free parking, Castine Center, Pelican Park in Mandeville. Hours 9 to 5 today and 9 to 4 tomorrow. and stop by and see these guys and participate in it. Thanks for being with us, and thanks on continuing this long-standing tradition of waterfowl decoys and expanding into other wildlife. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see y'all a little bit later on.
Thank you, Don.
All right, Gene Hebert, Emile Broussard, Louisiana Wildfowl Festival. Put that on your calendar.